Hi, this is Adrian.
Yeah, hi, Adrienne.
Hi. I've been thinking about Sunday, what we talked about, how we somehow, when things happen to us, it's because of it's something about what we are doing or believing in. I've been thinking a lot, and all I can come up with is trying to disengage my mind from the bizarre as much as possible and to stop expecting it to even make sense anymore. But I don't know if there's anything.
You're doing it right. You see, I think the teaching is trying to tell us for years and years now that you cannot eliminate thoughts by thoughts. And it's hard to understand that because the only vehicle of survival and identification, reliance for us, meaning human race, was on the mind and its thoughts. So we get to the point in spirituality or religion, which is an amazing point where you give up. It doesn't make sense to you anymore. It's something is lacking. Something does not resonate with you the way you want it. I mean, you accept it, you enjoy it, you benefit from it. But there is an intersection in our life that somehow questions pops out. That doesn't make sense. Now, this is what my life is story. And believe me, after doing all sorts of yoga, bhakti, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, all of that stuff, I came to realize that all of those were stepping stones to bring me to where I realized that not going with the mind and not believing everything that we believe from outside, from universal mind, collective mind, or our own mind, it is helping us very temporary, almost like a pacifier. But it does not remedy us from a greater struggle. And through my own experience and struggle and inner teaching, I have realized that peace is a very quiet mind. And the mind does not quiet down as long as we identify with it and we converse with it. Mind is the bazaar. It's an inner bazaar and also outer bazaar. Really is. It's only mind. So yes, your realization is right on. When we get tired of all the practices we've done and everything that austerity or fasting or whatever it is that we've done, and we still do not find satisfaction, is the grace of all those steps gives us the key, which is the self-meditation, a contact with our reality, with are you with me, or omniscient God, or that, so that we're not dependent on logic anymore or ideas. We have firsthand, as you all remember, past few times that I've been with you guys, when there is a discussion about how to do this and that, I said, wait a minute, let's just stop here and let's just experience it. And this is what we did on Sunday. Nothing better than not so much talk about it and analyze it, but more like contemplating on the truth in the silence of your own heart. To me, that has been what the essence of all of those searching and finding and doing and all of that. And I always call it the last stroke. Means we've done all of that. We've done our charity. We've done our devotion and all of that. that was amazing for our life. Without that, we wouldn't be ready for this. But it gets to the point that God or existence says, okay, now let's see if we can say I and my Father are one.
Thank you so much.